right, I want you to hang with us for a little bit longer if you're okay with
that.
No,
absolutely.
You come all the way from Paris, so yeah, make it worth your while. I'll hang around. So it's time for us to check out a little bit of travel this morning, and we're going to talk about travel.co.za. We do this every 2 weeks. We get to go to an interesting place, talk to someone who knows a lot about how the travel business works, because God knows if you don't have an expert on your side when it comes to these things, you won't have the greatest time off. And let's face it, most people work a lot so they can have a little bit of holiday. We're going to speak to Janine Abrahams, who is the general manager of Associations and Congresses at TourVest. So she knows her stuff, and an accredited professional conference organizer, among other things. The Associations and Congresses unit is an agency within TourVest. They deal with meetings, incentives, conferences, and events. So a lot of corporate travel there. And I thought it'd be interesting, especially because we're at the start of the year, budgets are being discussed, whether they're national budgets or company budgets. And maybe if you are the sort of person who is in charge of those budgets, this will be an interesting conversation to be a part of. So, good morning, Janine.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Nice to see you. Good.
Nice to see you too.
You're up bright and early to help us understand to help us understand what's going on in the world of corporate travel and all these amazing things. I mean, there are big companies in South Africa that spend a lot of money on congresses, conferences, events, incentives. Tell us how all of that works and what kinds of budgets are involved, which companies seem to be, I mean, you don't have to mention them by name, but are companies spending more or less on this stuff now?
So, Gareth, with us is we focus a lot on your larger sort of conferences, anything between sort of 300 to 15,000 participants.
Wow.
And usually these conferences, they rotate around the world. They normally have a cycle where they come back every 10 to 15 years. So we generally work with your local association, even though there is an international party.
Right.
We work with your local host to market this the conference, and not just within South Africa, but around the world. So for one conference, we might end up in 10 different cities.
Sure.
Just to market the conference, to make people aware, to promote our beautiful attractions, and also to remind people and to address negative perceptions, because believe it or not, people out there, they have a lot of negative perceptions about our city and about our beautiful country, and they don't always know what we have to offer. So it's really just to entice them, to ensure that we increase those delegate numbers, because the more people we can get into the city, the better for our economy.
Sure.
So for us, in terms of large volumes, that is our focus, and to make sure that everyone, not just within South Africa and within Africa, but around the world, come and see our beautiful country.
Janine, how difficult is it to coordinate anything with 400 to 15,000 people? I mean, 400, I think, for most of us, you know, if you've been to a big wedding is 400, but 15,000 people. So when you see these big conference centers in Joburg, Cape Town, Durban, I know they've got the G20 coming to Durban now. So when you have those big numbers, what are the most difficult things that you have to get working in order to manage numbers of that size?
That's the very first thing, Gareth, is to start with the project timeline. I mean, we
sure.
cannot start with any event without a clear timeline defining the roles and responsibilities. Yes, you know, you still have to prepare all the logistics, whether you've got 10 participants or 15,000. So for us, it's important that you've got a proper timeline in place, that everyone understands their roles and responsibilities, and of course the budget. Because without your participants, because it's usually self-funded, you know, a large amount of the spending comes from delegate income.
And tell me quickly about managing events across the rest of Africa, because obviously many of these companies are locally based and they will want to organize incentive trips across the rest of the continent, across the rest of the world. Do you guys manage that as well?
Yes, we do. So not only within South Africa, but also within Africa. We've recently just done a conference in Rwanda. We've done in Ethiopia. We're now looking at next year, Marrakesh. So our focus is not only to be a PCO or a professional conference organizer within South Africa, but also within Africa.
And sustainability is obviously a big thing here because that's the buzzword in corporate South Africa and all over the world.
Absolutely.
So what does that mean, though? I mean, what does it mean to you? What are the kinds of things they expect you to do in order to tick the box for sustainability?
So I think the focus, again, has shifted to sustainability, to sustainable events, and, of course, to minimize the environmental impact and promoting social responsibility. So on our side, with every proposal, you know, it's a requirement. So we look at eco-friendly materials, you know, the exhibition booths that we set up, the venues who prioritize sustainability. We look at waste management, looking at things like digital programs rather than printing programs and notebooks, and also, using sustainable materials. So we constantly need to look at sustainable tourism culture.
All right, that's fantastic. So if there are people listening now who'd like to organize any of these things, you're the right person to talk to.
Absolutely. So, awesome. For all our conferences. So we offer advanced technology. We can manage your flights, your transfers. We've got a dedicated team that's experienced. So
amazing.
I'm the person to talk to.
Well, then that's the person to speak to, is Janine Abrahams at Tourvest. So very nice to have you on the show this morning. And of course, you can also check out all the amazing tourist destinations all over the world. If you're thinking of planning a holiday, I actually booked something in the end of January for December. I was like, I'm not going to be caught. Again, getting to the end of the year, people go, what are you doing in December? And then it's like the first. And I'm not doing anything. You end up spending more. You end up going to places you don't want to go. Or you just sit at home and you go, oh, I'm feeling sorry for myself because I didn't have a holiday. So I did it in January. And you can do that too. Go along to travel.co.za and make your dream holiday a reality.